Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, country music is as American as apple pie and used to be baseball. Now, how about those hot dogs? America is absolutely unique. And when we disavow all those miserable liberals, it's a pretty happy place to be. Throughout today's show, I'm going to share some lyrics from some country songs that I think was on, when you stop and think what was on the heart of the writer of those songs as he penned them down. The first one I want to share is during our morning prayer. I have not heard it on the radio. Rudy actually had heard it and shared it with me. We're probably not going to hear it on the radio, America. Because it speaks of God. You know, across this nation, we've become afraid of what other people are going to think if we share our real hearts. We've lost our perspective, America. Music is a way of putting America together. Or at least when you write down your feelings and you know, if you've ever written, I did for a time. I haven't been doing it for several years. But I took a few years there where I was writing my prayers down at night. A journal of praying. Well, this song that I'm going to share with you during our prayer time is by John Rich. It's called Earth to God. Now, I don't know the depth of this man's faith, but he was reaching out to God with the words of this song. It is a prayer. Much like I prayed last night, which I thought was kind of unique that Rudy shared it with me this morning. Since the phrase, Earth to God, seems a bit less personal, I'm going to change it to Almighty God, Heavenly Father, Abba Father, and I've added a few other phrases that I thought were more appropriate throughout this prayer. For such a time as this, Almighty God, I know you're there hearing our prayers wherever you are, for you are omnipresent and omnipotent. We need you now to send your love down, to take the pain, to take away the pain in your holy name. We ask this now. We need your light. We need your love to heal the world you made. Your children are hurting, O God. And save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace, Heavenly Father. We're holding on, but not for long. Can you pull us close to the Holy Ghost and keep us strong? We need your light, we need your love to heal the world you made. And save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace. Abba, Father, hear our pleas. May the Holy Trinity bring us to our knees. We need your light. We need your love to heal the world you made and save us now in our darkest hour with your amazing grace. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, O God, we cry out to you. In Jesus' name, amen. In the song, he actually goes on, Earth to God, and he repeats, come on, come in, God. He's inviting God to come into the earth. And while I understand his heart, I think I do, I felt it to be a little more personal than that. This weekend, Rudy has a place at the Lake of the Ozarks, and my husband and I spent the weekend down there with him this weekend. And we took a boat ride, as we do many times. Rudy's got him an old boat, an old what do you call those things?
Pontoon boat.
And its name is meant to be. And we take those in a unit. You know, we're not speed boats, so we go pretty slow. A little slower yesterday because we had some boat issues. But we like to go out and look at the houses and the homes that are there. And there are some mansions. And they are wealthy, obviously, very wealthy homes. And then there are some that are less, a little more modest. And then there are some that are less than that. And if you go to some areas, you'll even see a trailer placed there on the Lake of the Ozarks. It hit me. Many of the mansions there were empty. The big, huge place. Oh, they're just beautiful, beautiful. And they're all windows, you know, because it's about the view. I'm thinking, who cleans those windows? But I guess if you build a house that size, you don't have to worry about cleaning the windows. You just hire somebody to do it. But it made me think. The wealthy that aren't there, they look at this as an investment. Perhaps even a tax break. Others look at this as a getaway, a time with nature, fun, entertainment, and luxury. A luxury they have more than likely, many of them, extended themselves to afford. We also noticed that friendly American atmosphere down there at the Lake of the Ozarks. Now, I can't speak for any other place where you go for entertainment or relaxation. We go down to the lake quite often. Well, we didn't until we knew Rudy, and Rudy had a place there, and I've got a girlfriend that has, her and her husband have a place there, and there's kind of a funny story behind that. She and I used to sing together, and we had lost each other. And we found each other at grandchildren's, a baseball game, T-ball, I believe it was. And she said she had a place at the lake, and I looked at her and go, I like the lake. But she's a dear friend, and I treasure the time we have together because we had separated for such a long time, not just because of the world, not because of anything in particular. But it's a luxury. But we noticed that they're friendly. You go down, you boat down, up and down the lake. Now, Lake of the Ozarks is huge. It's owned by Ameren, and it's a working lake, so to speak. It's a source of energy. You never hear them talk about that. But people are boating, and they just wave to you. They just wave. And almost always, you'll see, whether it's on the houses, the mansions, or even the little trailers, or even the middle of the pack on the homes, there'll be American flags everywhere, those scary American flags, even Trump flags. You see, everybody's down there loving one another and loving what they're doing. America's pastime. Of course, when we got back, we went in and watched baseball because my husband's a big Cardinals fan. But even on the mansions, you saw American flags, and you saw Trump flags. And yesterday, a boat. Was that a speedboat? It's a speedboat. And at the front of it, it almost looks like they messed up the paint till you get just to the right angle, and you could see that's the eagle's face with a beak on it. And on the side of it, there it is, Trump. If I knew how to send that to him, I took a picture on my phone, I would send it to him. I'll put it on Facebook. I'll try and get it there. It's a different world in rural America. That's my point. And the country songs and the country music, it's all about America. America. Real America still exists, you know. And we are not going to allow the sad, hateful liberals who have our country in a turmoil. We're not going to let them have it. Stand your ground, America. And enjoy the waters of freedom. Stand your ground. I'm going to stop right there because I hear the music. I've got several things I want to share with you today, but mostly today is about standing your ground, America. Be hopeful on this Monday. You know, we've had some really hot, dry weather here. It's raining today. Started raining last night. God is replenishing. Think about that in your hearts, my friends. God is replenishing. We're going through a season because of our sins. But be hopeful. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Elmer Heinrich. My company sells a nutritional product called Immuno-150. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go to the website immuno150.com or call our toll-free number. Now, we sell to thousands of consumers, and our reorder rate is above 94%. Now, many people ask us how we can sell a month's supply of Immuno-150 for less than $50 when most of our competition is $70 to $80 a month. It's simple. We don't pay celebrities or testimonial people to say something good about the product. Immuno-150 stands on its own with 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients. It doesn't need any help, and it has more than color, taste, and smell. I am 88 years old, and my wife is 79, both with no dementia, arthritis, or allergies, and no aches or pains of any kind, nothing, all because of Immuno-150. Now, check the number of minerals in the product you take. Don't be surprised if you don't find more than 12. Order Immuno-150 to see what 70 minerals can do for you. Call our toll-free number, 888-316-2224.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The title of today's show is To Stand Your Ground, America. And I need you to understand and know, I feel hopeful. It is not easy to stay up on some of this. I'm going to tell you that right now. But I am hopeful. Because of the country music? Well, maybe some. But because of the people in the Lake of the Ozarks. I know that seems like, well, that's just a little portion of America. It is around America. I mean, that is America. Waving at your neighbors. I know they don't do that in the city. Not too much. Down here, you're afraid if you don't wave, you might offend somebody. So you get a wave. Was that my neighbor? Was that my neighbor's cousin? Was that... I came down when I was in the middle of my freshman year in high school from the city, if you call Raytown, Missouri, the city, Kansas City. It's a different world down here, and I absolutely love it. And I always have. My daddy wasn't a farmer. My daddy was a piano tuner. And my mother was a registered nurse. And she hadn't worked all that time. When we moved down to Jamestown, Missouri, back in a little holler called Sandy Hook, she got a call from one of the hospitals in Jefferson City, Missouri, because she always kept her nurse's license up. And they hired her just like that for the night shift, third shift. So I've noticed that when I watch the news and when I watch the mainstream media or the lamestream media, whatever you want to call it, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, in whatever they are, There is a conceit in the hearts and minds of those who are non-believers. Those who are non-believers, the ones who actually believe in climate change, they believe in the lies they've been told. What a conceit it is to believe that you have the power to save or kill the earth. Now, we do have an obligation to be good stewards. You could surely mess it up and make it dirty. But God is still in control. And the godless have a feeling of desperation and fear. While they've had a few victories, and they've made a lot of noise, the victory is ours. And it is already ours. But we must absolutely win this battle in this nation for God, for our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. That means a lot to rural America. You see families out there in those boats. Little kids, I was just laughing. I said, I bet their bellies are sore. Boats pulling them, and they're in these little floaty things, and they're just bouncing up and down on that water just like crazy on their little bellies, just bouncing up and down. Family matters. Stand your ground, America. Stand your ground. Get those heels dug in, and don't you let them push you back any farther. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. Remember that typing class? They don't do typing class anymore. So I have an article here. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Some of them I was just, we lost our power just before we went on the air here. We, like I said, we have rain going on. Here is a quote from Representative Lauren Boebert. The leftists who can't define what a woman is shout they're for women. They can't define basic firearm features but want to restrict your right to bear arms. And she's the one that went into Congress carrying. They define months of rioting, destruction, and violence as peaceful protests. They don't know the definition of reality. And they don't. Many people do believe what this January 6th committee has been saying. It just disgusted me. I know I told you about this on Friday when Brett Baer was on Shannon Bream on Fox on, that's on late, that's on 11 o'clock. I just had to turn him off. Brett Baer, he sold out to socialism. Yeah, they pretend they're on Fox. They pretend that they're the conservatives, but you watch them. There's only certain ones that even talk the talk. I kind of like Steve Hilton. But Steve Hilton has been defending Kamala Harris because he had lunch or dinner or something with her one time and carried on a decent conversation, and she was seemed to be smart and she seemed to be tough on crime. No, Kamala is, as they said, they're a chameleon. But I was so proud of Sarah Carter standing up to him and said, no, I agree with you on most everything, Steve, but not this one. The question he was posing was, would she be worse than Biden if she replaced Biden? And Biden apparently is doing better. His throat is still sore, but he's doing better with his COVID. And that's a good thing, I guess. We don't wish anybody to terrible ill. However, it wouldn't matter who is sitting in that president's chair right now, because they ain't the ones calling the shots. Stand your ground, America. We cannot allow this to ever, ever, ever happen again. It's been going on for decades. It's not just the Democrats. The deep state has been running it for a long time. That's why Ronald Reagan, with as much as he did, that's why he didn't get some things done. They fooled him on immigration or else he caved. You make these, give these amnesty and we'll stop this stuff. But they didn't. In fact, it increased. Oh, they made their laws. They made their laws for immigration. that they're not enforcing them. And then they yell at the president if he does enforce them, like Donald Trump. Wait a minute, who made these laws? You made those laws. Your job to make the laws, my job to enforce them. They hate the Constitution, my friends. They hate the Constitution. So in this, this morning's news, there were several things that caught my eye. And, this is one, and I really had trouble getting through it, through the entire thing, but I think you're going to understand the gist of it. Who wants that castle down? Now, what would be the greatest strength of this country? Our military? Yeah, we have to have a good military. But before that, what is the best strength? He goes on in this. This is Anthony Isilon. It's out of American Greatness. And the title is, Who Wants That Castle Down? Who profits from the disintegration of the American family? Who profits from its invasion by mass entertainment, mass media, mass schooling, and three prongs of one pitchfork? Who profits from that? Well, in this article, he's quoting a novel, Answer as a Man, from by Taylor Caldwell, and it was written in 1980. He goes, he says, it was in 1912, and a young Irishman, the manager of a new hotel in northern Pennsylvania, recalls a conversation with his grandfather long before, and he said, when a politician, said the grandfather, ever angry with God, but even angrier with selfish, foolish, ungrateful, cruel, and treacherous man, anxious for office, talks to reforms, it's time for citizens to inspect their guns. Something dirty is afoot and dangerous. Now, I kind of botched some of that up. But the gist of it is, when a politician starts saying stupid stuff, foolish stuff, like there's more than one gender, like you got to use certain pronouns, what they identify as people, that the world is going to end in 10 years, and then it doesn't, and then they give it another 12 years. When they start saying stupid stuff like this, it's time for the citizens to inspect their guns and have them ready. Because something dirty is afoot and dangerous. He goes on in this article. When the grandson asks whether there's any politician to trust, the old man says, no, there isn't. Though he adds that he'd be less suspicious of someone who talked of the ancient verities, such as patriotism, honor, sobriety, hard work, respect for authority, constituted law, decency, manhood, if there's any of them left in this country. This was written in 1980. And supposedly took place, the conversation, in 1912. I found it very interesting. I don't have that novel, but the perspective I found interesting. Stand your ground, America. Love that family. Hold fast to it. Let's bring America home. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Hear ye, hear ye. Now is the time for all good Americans to come to the aid of their country. For the past several months, I've been sharing with you a newsletter, Voice of the Patriot. Like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, circulate and share these newsletters with freedom-loving Americans, friends, neighbors, family. Beginning with Voice of the Patriot newsletter number 6, start sharing with your elected officials. We must take steps to restore our republic. As nightfall does not come at once, neither does oppression. In both instances, there's a twilight where everything remains seemingly unchanged, and it is in such twilight that we must be aware of change in the air, however slight, lest we become unwitting victims of the darkness, tyranny. We're burning daylight, America. Tomorrow might be too late. Request your copy of Voice of the Patriot today. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. We have returned. I'm going to share one more quote out of this article, Who Wants the Castle? Who wants the castle down? The castle being the family, the castle being America. Who's going to benefit from that? Well, the socialists. He says in here, the reason why the young businessman, what about tender care for the less fortunate? The grandson asks the grandfather. The old man won't have any of that either. And the quote is, beware of the rich man who cries for the poor. He is a cannibal, like the tearful walrus who ate all the trusting oysters in that book, Alice in Wonderland. I need to go back and read that book again, I guess. Now, I've been judging Dick Morris pretty harshly because he used to work for the Clintons. Now he's all about Trump. But here he tells Huckabee, Dick Morris does, and he's authored a book. Obviously, they're all writing. I don't know how they get time to write the books. I really don't. He said, I decided to go work for Trump after I recovered from radiation because, frankly, I was near death at 2 points, and I decided that God had spared me for a purpose, and that purpose was to get Donald Trump reelected. Now, he had his cancer, I guess, back in 2016. He says the big thing that believed him was, that bedeviled him, excuse me, was the voter fraud that, and the way that the 2020 election turned out.
This is coming from Dick Morris. I believed we have hit on a formula to end it, and I explained it in the book, so he wants everybody to order his book. I do not think there will be any fraud in 2024. I do not agree with him, because the Supreme Court is about to rule in a case called Moore versus Harper. But you see, Dick, I'm not going to agree with you, because maybe you're right, and I hope that you are. But the Supreme Court refused to see certain things and look at them over the 2020 election. If we're not willing to go back and see exactly what happened and where, then how can we possibly stop it from happening again with just one thing? So I've been kind of tough on him. You know, I can't judge someone else's heart. Sometimes we jump to conclusions. But I would be leery. You know, Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, she says the right things right now. But I have not heard her denounce her support of Bernie Sanders. I've not heard her denounce that. He's a socialist. He's truly a communist. So she's right in the middle. She's right in that fence. So where it's going to be popular, is that where she's going to land? Nah, I love to hear her talk. I like to hear what she says, but I don't trust her with my country. I know she's a vet. She served. Then why would she ever support Bernie Sanders? An outspoken socialist, loves Russia. Why would she trust him? Even over Hillary, why would she trust him? Why would she stay in the Democrat Party? But she does. Another person I have to look really careful at is Bill Barr, the former Attorney General. You know, I really thought he was our human deputy dog. You remember Deputy Dog, Doopy Dog, Doopy Dog. He just moved really slow. He had those jowls that hang down, kind of like Bill Barr does. And I'm not making fun of Bill Barr. I'm just saying that's who he reminded me of. No matter how slow Droopy Dog, Deputy Dog moved, he always got his man. He always got the bad guy. Always did. Bill Barr wasn't willing to do that. And now we're in a huge mess. He wasn't willing to go after the fraud. Oh, there wasn't enough to make a difference. Prove it. Prove it. But they weren't willing to do that. Why? Because they know better. They know there was. But he's talking really hard now. He says the U.S. needs to treat Mexican cartel like ISIS. Well, I agree with him. He wasn't doing it when he was Attorney General, and we had problems with the cartel then. The cartel are running this border, the American southern border down there. The cartel are the boss. Attorney General, I don't know what we'd call the one we've got now. To me, he looks like a possum. He isn't doing squat, but he's going to, but not to the bad guys. He's going to go after the parents who dare to speak up against something that a school board has done with pornography in the schools, or the critical race theory in the schools, or the bathrooms in the schools. He'll go after them. He'll go after Trump. They keep calling it an insurrection. And it's only been in the last 2 weeks we've understood why they're calling it an insurrection. Because, and they actually have no constitutional power to do what they're doing. In fact, there is no constitutional authority to give Congress any kind of investigative power. None whatsoever. But they do it anyway. They hate the Constitution. They want absolute authority over you. They think D.C. means dictator. I think it means destroy Constitution. That's what they seem to want to do. But Bill Barr's talking tough. He's going to talk tough. I wish he would have acted tough when he was Attorney General. He could have done so much more than he did. And now we have this J6 committee that's going to go after this man called Donald J. Trump. Why? Because they hate you, America. They hate the Americans riding their boats, driving their boats on the Lake of the Ozark. They hate those Americans who built the mansions down there. They hate the Americans that have a modest home down there. They hate the Americans who are on a trailer down there. They hate the Americans who just go rent a boat and drive around down there. They hate the Americans that go to the Strip. They hate the Americans who have their motorcycle clubs and go down there. We don't want to go down there when the motorcycles are down there. They're a little rough group. They hate them. They hate you, America. So stand your ground, because they aren't America. You are America. You must understand that. You must understand, if we are going to succeed and pull this country back up, it's going to be you and me. It's not going to be D.C. It's not going to be Donald J. Trump. It's going to be you and me. Levin last night said, if Donald Trump would have wanted an insurrection, he could have called for it. His people would have done it. They would have come with arms, but they didn't, because he didn't want that. He wanted it all to work out constitutionally, and it could have, had we not had the deep state running it. Is Mike Pence part of the deep state? I'd say he is. He's a career politician. We all loved him. We thought he was the greatest, you know, calm man. But he wasn't. He wasn't. And it was disappointing. He wasn't there that day to change an election. He was there to question just a few states. Actually, he was there to hear those who were questioning them. And he had the authority to send it back to the state legislature to be looked at, to do it right. Susan Collins is trying to get that changed, so it's just a formality. That's all it is. He just gets to say yay or nay. Then why even go through it? They hate the Constitution. They hate you, and you are not to tell them who can be president. Doggone it. We need Donald Trump back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn or call 1-800-978-978. 6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168. 1-800-998-6168 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code Bethann.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Don't miss Abby Johnson as she delivers a message of life in Springfield, Missouri for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event on Friday, August 26th at the White River Conference Center in Springfield, Missouri. Abby is the author of the national best-selling book and movie adaptation, Unplanned, which tells the story of her powerful conversion from abortion clinic director to an outspoken pro-life advocate. Abby believes in the work of Vitae Foundation as they utilize digital marketing strategies to connect abortion-determined women with life-saving resources at local pregnancy help centers. Reserve your seat today by going to adsforlife.org. Again, that's Abby Johnson on August 26th in Springfield, Missouri. Before this event sells out, register today at adsforlife.org. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Today's title of today's show is Stand Your Ground, America. I want you to look up, not look down. I want you not to be discouraged. I want you to be determined. And I want you to think about who you are. Maybe you do live in the city. I lived in the city. If you call Raytown the city, Raytown was a suburb. But, you know, Kansas City to Jamestown, trust me, there was a bit of a culture shock. But America is you. It's the people. It's not the politicians. And it's not the media. It's you. And you know, all of these distractions and this deep state and this government, the way they're working it, it's not constitutional. They are profiting from it. And you are not. No one should profit from the government. But you should be able to profit from your life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. You have that opportunity, but they are taking it away. They don't want you to be educated. Therefore, they have taken over education. They don't care about your health. That's why they're trying to take over health care. We've seen it with the lies of this COVID. Well, here's a victory, and this is coming from LifeNews.com. Court enters final ruling confirming the city can never discriminate against the Christian flag. Now, this took place in Massachusetts. It says the U.S. District Court of Massachusetts entered the consent final order against the city of Boston, issuing a permanent relief so that the city can never censor religious viewpoints as it did when it prohibited the Christian flag on its public forum flagpole. They have a public flagpole. Now, we've talked about this before, and any flag can go up it, even a communist flag. Any flag can go up there except the Christian flag. Therefore, that was discrimination, and the court ruled against it. It said, in addition, the court wrote, here, Boston concedes that it denied Shurtleff's
request solely because the Christian flag he asked to raise promoted a specific religion. That is specifically against the First Amendment. When I talked to you last week or the week before, I think it was the week before, about Bible school when I was a child. My mother was always, it was in the Methodist church at that time, and she was always the superintendent over the Bible school. And we always entered, we marched in at the beginning of school, and you met as a group, and then you divided into classes according to your ages. But as we marched in, we sang Onward Christian Soldiers. And then we did our pledges. We pledge allegiance to the American flag, we pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and we pledged allegiance to the Bible. I don't know how many of you remember that or not, or if you ever did that. But the pledge to the Christian flag says, I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands, one brotherhood, uniting all Christians in service and in love. I learned that as a little girl. I kind of forgot it. I had to look it up. The Bible pledge was, I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Its words will I hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. We started out with, I've got two more songs here I was going to share, and I'm running out of time. So, see what we can do here. Both of them encouraged me. Rudy had shared them with me. We heard one on my way home last night. I asked my husband, I couldn't remember it. I said, can you remember it? He's just amazing how he can do that. It's called Country On. So I'm going to share it really quick. Hey, farm boy, keep dropping that plow, baling that hay and feeding them cows. From the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country On. Hey, big rig, keep clocking them miles, pulling that horn and making us smile. Rolling that load down the road all night long. Country On. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt and wearing that gold. Break a leg, rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country On. Hey, barkeep, how about another round? Keep the neon light in his crazy town. Just pour a little more and country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in it any time anything goes wrong, country on. Hey, soldier, whoever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get home, country on. Hey, hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raising them outside and hanging a fish on the wall. They all stay little so long. So love them all up strong. They all stay little, a very short time, actually. I say, hey, hey, USA. We ain't seen our better days. Y'all, country on. Hey, Nashville, keep bending them strings. Digging for gold and chasing them dreams. Keep you on with your songs till the world, whole world singing along, country on. I say, hey, hey, USA, we ain't seen our better days, country on. And the other one is called Progress. Now, both of these, all three of these were by, no, I take it back. This one was by Luke Bryant, Country On was. But the other two, the Prayer and Progress, was John Rich. And I know I'm going to run out of time, but I'm going to try and share as much of this as I can with you because I want you to understand you got to stand your ground, America. This is who you are. This is who you are. Can't talk today. Progress. There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be. And old glory's divided on fire in the street. They say building back better will make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say is stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, Well, we'd be all just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine. I told Rudy I have a little trouble saying that because we know what the connotation is. They invite the whole world to come live in our land and leave our countrymen dying in Afghanistan. They say, let go of Jesus and let government say, we can just back our freedoms if you just get out of our way. They shut down our pipelines. They shut down our voices. They shut down our main streets and they shut down our choices. They bent us all over, but it's all over now because we figured it out and we ain't backing down. We ain't backing down. Stand your ground, America. These are who you are. You are the fireman. You are the farmer. You are the truck driver. You are the caretakers, caregivers. You are America, the songwriters, the song listeners. Stand your ground, America. Together we will bring America home.
Home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com. For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.